We have a little more depth on scoring. I think all three lines have been able to put the puck in the net here recently. We're going to need that from them tonight. We're going to need all three lines to be great on the defensive side of the puck to recover pucks. I mean, tonight's going to be a full team effort against a very good Spash team. And I think, you know, they probably prepared for us too, just like we prepared for them. It's a great conference game. Top six opponents against each other. I mean, there's a lot of things at stake in this game, but at the same time, it's just a high school hockey game. We just want our guys to play free, go out and have fun.
Goaltending is always such a major factor in games like this. You have to feel very confident with the situation for your team in net. And how do you look at, I mean, they split it right down the middle. They both got outstanding numbers. How do you look at the goaltending tonight?
Well, the guys have asked me, Coach, who are they playing in net? And they're trying to predict, and quite frankly, I don't know who they're going to play, and it doesn't matter. And because both guys have similar numbers, but we know who's in the net for us. We know that we've got Julian back there. He's a great leader back there for our defensemen. He handles pucks. He stops, you know, the puck when as much as he can and competes his tail off, and that's what we want. And I think he's a lot of pulse for us, is to make sure that if he's into it, communicating, we'll break pucks out and then get to play in the offensive zone.
And finally, I know you kind of touched on a lot of it. What are the keys? Obviously, it's going to be a great atmosphere. It's going to be a lot of emotion, a lot of energy. But between those boards, between the lines, between the goals, what's the keys tonight?
The first key is break the puck out. I mean, you know, when we played them last time, the first couple shifts, we didn't break the puck out. Shots were significant for them to very little for us early on. And then we got things going and we're able to break pucks out and create pressure in their offensive zone. It starts with us there. We've got to defend well. We've got to break pucks out. If we do that, we get to play in the offensive zone. And I like our matchups there. I like our forwards against their D and to create opportunities for ourselves. So we've got to break pucks out. And then again, keep them in front of us, because if they get behind you, they're lethal. They showed you last game and the breakaways that they had. So keep them in front of us. And honestly, I want to see our guys compete for 51 minutes in both directions, because we're a really good hockey team, and I hope they show it tonight.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Chad.
Coach of the Warriors, BJ Brandt. We'll come back. Get yourself for the opening phase. UXCO. And Chad Holmes will be here. Having a little issue in terms of getting our commercials on the air, but hopefully that will be corrected soon, because if there is ever a night that I should not be talking all the time, it's tonight. Again, just a little bit under the weather this week, and the last thing that goes is always the voice. Feel better than the voice goes, but again, big game here tonight. Wausau West and Stevens Point. Glad you could be with us here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, looking at some of the big performers for this in this game. For the Stevens Point Panthers, number of high-scoring players. You got Grant Molsky, 25 goals, 18 assists, 43 points on the season. Jackson Schrader, 17 goals, 25 assists, 42 points on the season. Grady Miller, 15 goals, 18 assists, 33 points on the season. Two more double-digit scorers. Carter Drexler, 13 goals, 14 assists, 27 points. Carson Summers, 11 goals, 9 assists. So again, 5 different double-figure scores this season for the Stevens Point Panthers. For the Wausau West Warriors, they have as well 3 double-digit scores. Trace Crass leading the way with 15 goals. Cooper DePoit, who has been lighting the lamp on a very consistent basis recently, now has 14 goals. 10 goals for Owen Pergalski. Also up there is Hendricks Damrell. He has scored 8 times. Kay Damrell scored 6 times. So other players also capable. But the area that I think the Warriors have to feel good at, better than they've had in a number of years, is between the pipes. Julian Scalcucci has been stellar so far in his sophomore year. So if Julian Scalcucci can continue to play at the level he has played at, the Warriors have to feel pretty good, because it has been a bit of a one-sided rivalry in recent years. The Panthers have won 7 consecutive meetings in this series. Earlier this year, 4-3. Last season, they took both meetings, the first time around here in Stevens Point, 5-2. The second time at Marathon Park, 3-0. Then the season before that, again, it was a pair of wins for Stevens Point. 5-4 in overtime and 7-4. In fact, the last time the Warriors defeated the Panthers was back in January of 2022, a 4-3 overtime win. But then the next time the teams met, Stevens Point would win 3-1 in the postseason playoffs. So these teams have played a lot of big games over the years, both in the Wisconsin Valley Conference and in the playoffs. Regional games, sectional games, sectional finals, state tournament. In fact, back in the 2002 season, the Warriors and Stevens Point met in the state quarterfinals. So, again, it's been a lot of big games over the years, and it's a big night here in Stevens Point. It is Stick It to Cancer Night. So, again, and I want to thank Ian Welsh. I'm going to try and take a break right here. I'm going to see if I can get these commercials to play. So we're going to take a quick timeout, come back, have the opening faceoff. Warriors at Stevens Point here on 98.9 WXDO.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club is a proud supporter of our broadcast of Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club would also like to thank their program sponsors for helping support the Wausau West Hockey Program and the Wausau West Hockey Invitational. Those sponsors include Goldline Golf and Hockey and Troy's TikTok. Please pay a visit to those businesses and thank them for their support of Wausau West Warrior Hockey.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at bullfallsradio.com.
And Chad Holmes back again from the KB Willett Arena. Just heard the introduction of the starting lineups. Coming up here in a moment, we'll have the national anthem and then the opening faceoff of this Wisconsin Valley Conference showdown between the Wausau West Warriors and the Stevens Point Panthers.
We ask that you please stand if you are able and remove your hats.
Let's listen in now, to the playing of our national anthem.
The Smash Pep Band under the direction of Mr. Brad Schmidt.
And we are ready to go from the KB Willett Arena. Thanks to our sponsors, including the Cloverbelt Credit Union. Cloverbelt Credit Union since 1936. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong. Great rate financing for cars, trucks, recreational vehicles, and mortgages. Info at ccuwausau.com. Tonight, again, a special night. Stick it to cancer here at KB Willett. So Stevens Point wearing some special uniforms, a pink jersey. Wausau West wearing their traditional road blues. Stevens Point 6-0 in the WBC. Wausau West comes in at 5-1. Warriors are 12-4 overall, while the Stevens Point Panthers, they are 16-0 overall. Warriors go from left to right in front of my broadcast position in the first period of play. Cooper to point, taking the drop. Puck is controlled by Wausau West. Moved on the near side, Chase Crass. Crass has it knocked away, but picked up by Shea Jones. Jones moves it left-hand side. Now Cooper to point, has a poke checked away at neutral. Picked up by the Warriors, rolled into the offensive zone. Taken away by Stevens Point. Puck knocked away by DePoint, deflects into the Wausau West zone. Chasing it down is Shea Jones. Jones behind the cage, drops it off, Ethan Rohde. Rohde has it knocked away, but fighting for it is Chase Crass, turned over. Puck is now thrown between the circles, taken away by the Warriors. Back up ice, here comes West, possible 3-on-2. Into the zone, DePoint. DePoint near the right faceoff circle. DePoint rolled into the far side corner. Puck is now played by Stevens Point. Back through center ice come the Panthers. Knocked away, good stick work that time by the Warriors and Owen Pergalski against Jackson Schrader. Puck is in deep. Puck along the near side boards. Comes loose. Played by Wausau West. Puck is still battled for deep in the Wausau West zone. Warriors get to the point but not out. Shot from the point. Seen it all the way. Is Scalcucci. He'll glove it down. Squeeze it. Take the whistle. And the stoppage in play. 1 minute and 1 second into the game. First whistle. Offensive zone draw coming up for Smash to the right of Scalcucci. Warriors win the draw. Drake Kuharski moves it left-hand side to Kate Damrow. Damrow rolls it through center over the blue line of the Stevens Point zone. Puck is still battled for, now picked up by the Panthers. Other way comes Bash. Good stick work by the Warriors as the puck is knocked away to the near side board. Coming in to pick it up now is Corey Brisch for Stevens Point. Puck rolled in near the net, now chipped in below the goal line, left wing side. Puck still in the Wausau West zone, back to the point. Bash moves it right wing. There's a shot, sticked aside before it got to the net. Puck in the deep right wing corner. Drake Kuharski will dig it out for the Wausau West Warriors. Puck is still battled for, and now a penalty. Getting taken down was Bash's Maxime Salienko by Caden Boleyn, and Boleyn will go into the box very early. Well, we heard from the coach that we expect a lot of penalties in this game, but boy, you don't want to go shorthanded this quickly if you're the Wausau West Warriors. 15-16 to go, first period. Face off to the left of Julian Scalcucci. Tyler Wendell will take the draw for the Warriors, going up against Carson Summers for Stevens Point. Now Summers, well, they're not going to toss him. Oh, they should toss him. There he goes. Now stepping in is Jackson Schrader. Face-off, won by the Warriors. Warriors are 3-for-3 on face-offs already. Picked up by Jake Kane, and he could have cleared it, but he got a little under it, flipped it into the bleachers across the way. So the face-off stays in the offensive zone for Stevens Point. Face off left of Julian Scalcucci. Carson Summers against Tyler Wendell. There's the draw. Battle for in the right corner. Warriors again win it. Ethan Rohde behind the cage. Shea Jones. Jones will clear it all the way down ice. Good start on the penalty kill. Hooking on Caden Boleyn. Up ice, Jackson Schrader. Right wing side into the zone. Schrader drops it off. Shot, glove hand stop, ripping it from near the top of the right baseline circle as Jackson flees for Stevens Point, and a good glove save made by Julian Scalcucci. Well, Julian showing some sharpness very early on. Face off again left of Scalcucci. There's the draw. One again by West. Boy, the Warriors have been good on the draws early. Puck kept in at the left point by Stevens Point. Now between the circles. With it is Flees. Moves it right wing side. Now left hand side. Off the dasher boards. And a quick shot by Grady Miller. Stopped again by Scalcucci. Fed in front. Shot is stopped again. Picked up by Cooper DePoit. Could not clear it. Kept in. Now left hand side. Shot save again. Blocker stop on Grady Miller. That time by Scalcucci. Behind the cage, Miller. Miller now fed in front. Deflected. Stop is made again by Scalcucci. Puck is battled for him, and then taking a shot by Schrader was Tegan Rasmus, but no penalty called. Boy, thought that could have been called. Puck is now grabbed by the Warriors and cleared out of the zone. Played in behind the cane, Krzyzewski moves along the near side boards. Puck is knocked away by Wausau West with his DePoit. DePoit a shot and a save. That was Chase Kras, 10, not 19. Back up ice. Here comes Stevens Point. Into the zone. Summers, a shot and a save. Big save by Julian Scalcucci. Puck whipped along the boards. Not out. Kept it at the right point by Stevens Point. Puck in the deep right wing corner. Puck is thrown in front. Taken away by the Warriors. 10 seconds on the power play. Kept in again by Spash. Left hand side. Shot and a save. Rebound cleared aside. Right face on circle. Shot. Stop again by Scalcucci. Another shot for the right face on circle. Saved by Scalcucci. And the penalty comes to an end. Seven shots for Stevens Point on that power play. Puck is taken away by the Warriors. DeBile gets it back to center. Now Tyler Wendell. Wendell chips it in to the Stevens Point zone. Spash looking to come back up ice. Into the zone, left-hand side. Thrown in front, knocked away by DeBile. Now lost it. Picked up. Top angle shot goes wide of the cage. Back to the right point. Mason Dillingham. Dillingham a shot. Deflected. Save again. Puck back to the right point. Dillingham keeps it in. Moves it near side to Beckett Carroll. Carroll thrown in front. Deflected wide of the cage. Puck fed in front. Puck deflected near faceoff circle. Grabbed again by Stevens Point. Warriors will grab it in the near side corner. Moved along the boards but not out. Picked up now by Wendell. Wendell gets it back to center but back in quickly. Mitterstedt into the zone. Mitterstedt thrown in front. Save. Save again. And covered up by Julian Scalcucci. Scalcucci peppered with 10 shots already, but 10 saves. Julian Scalcucci very, very sharp to begin this game. Face off. To the left of Julian Scalcucci. Kay Damrell taking the draw now for the Warriors. Face off one again by West. Puck moved to the near side boards. Hendricks Damro now for Wausau West. Gets it up the center. Into the zone game. Checked off the puck is Caden Boleyn. Now in behind the Stevens Point cage. And now a penalty. And I think the Warriors are going to head to the power play. Yes, they are. An interference call coming up on Stevens Point. And into the sin bin for the Smash Panthers will be Jackson Fleece. So after killing off a power play because of some outstanding work by Scalcucci, the Warriors now take the man advantage. So offense's own faceoff now coming up for Wausau West. Drawn into the left corner, fight for the puck. Grabbed by Stevens Point. With it is Dillingham moves it to the near side corner. Picked up by the Panthers, they will clear the zone. Up to center, then cleared all the way down ice by Grady Miller. Played behind the cage by Cooper DePoy. Oh, getting run over is Scalcucci, but no penalty was called. Yes, there is. There is a penalty. Delayed penalty coming on a smash. Here comes Cooper DePoy. Drops it off. Just missing. Good chance for Pergalski as the puck is touched up. It was dropped back by Cooper DePoy to Pergalski. He had the goaltender Krzyzewski beat, but just misses the left hand pipe. So now the Warriors, for a minute 29, will get a 5-on-3 power play. A golden opportunity early. 11:32 to go in the first period, and still no score. Face off. Won by the Warriors. Cooper DePoy moves it left. Chase Kras back to DePoy. DePoy at the blue line moves it right-hand side. Crash thrown in front. Stop is made. Rebound picked up by Spash and cleared back to center. Picked up by Cooper DePoy. DePoy over the blue line. DePoy had poked away but kept in by Jones. Jones, a shot deflected to the near side corner. Puck is kept in by the Warriors. Crash. Crash moves it left. Deflected by Jones. Keeps it. Then gives up the puck. Puck is kept in, however, by Crash. Rolls it into the corner. Picked up by Spash. Puck in behind the cage. Now looking for an opening and finding it will be the Panthers. Puck played by Scalcucci. Gives it off to Kay Damro. Damro back through center. Damro makes a good move. Damro into the zone. Damro shot and a save. Puck into the right corner. Puck below the goal line. Battle for. Picked up by the Warriors. Oh, and then cleared out on a poke check. And now chasing it down for Stevens Point will be Miller. Grady Miller takes a shot. 3-on-5. Save is made by Scalcucci, and then some pushing after the whistle. 25 seconds to go on the 5-on-3 for the Warriors. 10:27 to go in the first period. Still no score. Caden Boleyn tossed from the circle. Replaced by Kay Damro. Face-off won by Stevens Point. Puck bounces around. Picked up now by West. With it up ice comes Hendricks Damro. Checked into the near side boards, but into the zone, and then poke checked away out of the zone. Chasing it down is Ethan Rohde for the Warriors. Rohde passes forward, could not connect. 5 seconds on the 5-on-3, into the zone, Spash. Dillingham a shot and a save. Another stop made by Scalcucci. Picked up by Hendricks Damro. 5-on-4 now for 25 seconds. Into the zone, Hendricks Damro. Left corner, Damro behind the cage. Damro feeds it, Caden Boleyn. Back to Damro, right-hand side. Damro has it knocked away. Puck fought for below the goal line. Picked up by the Warriors, and then the pass deflected, taken back by Stevens Point. Back up ice. With it is Carter Drexler. Drexler takes a shot. Save is made. Rebound covered up. Poking the rebound was Grant Molsky as the penalty came to an end, and another good stop made by Julian Scalcucci. 9:31 to go in the first period. Still no score. Faced off this time, won by Stevens Point. Back to the blue line. Kept in right on the blue line by Jackson Fleece. Puck in below the goal line. Now in front. Back and a shot. Save again. Grant Molsky grabbed it right in front. And another save for Julian Scalcucci. 14 shots, and we're not even halfway through the period. Face-off is won by the Warriors. Now Wausau West up ice. With it is DePoit. DePoit into the zone, right wing side. DePoit moves it on the left. Capped in by Drake Kuharski. Kuharski, a shot, goes wide of the cage. Rebound, played by the Warriors and Cooper DePoit, right-hand side. DePoit in the right face-off circle. DePoit has it knocked away. Puck is now grabbed by the Panthers, back up to center ice. Puck is chipped in deep, played by Julian Scalcucci. He'll flip it over to the far side boards. Picked up by Chase Crass. Crass now through center. Crass into the zone. Crass, a shot and a goal! Chase Crass rips it past Eric Szczeski, and the Warriors take a 1-0 lead. Just a quick rip. Just got past Szczeski. 8 minutes and 18 seconds the time of that goal. 16th goal of the season for Chase Crass. Apologize for the lack of a great call on that one. Got excited and the voice almost completely gave out. But the big news is the Warriors take a 1-0 lead as we hit the midway point of the first period. Puck bounces around. Grabbed in front by Stephen Point. Schrader, a shot. Save again. Rebound in front. Trying to grab control of it. Grady Miller. Oh, puck still loose in front and then cover. Oh, puck still loose. Trying to cover up was Julian Scalcucci. Back to the point. Shot. Save again. Scalcucci. Puck is played now by Stevens Point along the near side boards. Near faceoff circle. Taken now by Xander DeBile. Trying to get it out. Unable to do so. Boy, the Warriors need to get it out of the zone. Puck in behind the Wausau West cage. Puck moved to the far side boards. Capped in by Stevens Point. Shot and a save again by Julian Scalcucci. Owen Pergalski got an assist on the goal from Chase Crass at 8:18 of this first period to give the Warriors a 1-0 lead. 17 shots on net for Stevens Point. 4 shots on net for Wausau West. Face-off left of Scalcucci. Face-off won this time by Smash. Shot goes wide of the cage. Rebound on the left-hand side. Played there by Carroll. Carroll has it knocked away. Hendrick Damrow trying to chase it down. Could not get there. Now played by Boleyn. Boleyn have to wait for Damrow to clear the zone. Had the puck taken away. Puck taken back by K. Damrow. Now Stevens Point will play it in their own zone. Back through center ice come the Panthers. Puck is rolled in deep. Scalcucci let it get past him to the near side boards. Puck is still battle for. Now played by West back up the center. Puck up into the air. Played now by Stevens Point. And Dillingham brings it in and is called for offside. 7:19 to go, first period, 1-0 Wausau West. Neutral zone face-off coming up just outside the blue line of the Wausau West zone. Cooper DePoit taking the draw, won by Wausau West. Warriors continue to do a good job on the face-offs. Puck up through center, not able to get a piece of it, was Owen Pergalski goes all the way down ice, and that'll be icing on the Warriors. So an offensive zone face-off coming up now for Stevens Point. 7:11 to go in period number one. Warriors 1, Stevens Point nothing. Grant Molsky taking the draw against Cooper DePoit. Face-off won by DePoit and the Warriors. Tegan Rasmus moves it near side. Chase Crass. Crass gets it at. Now the Warriors 2-on-2 through center. Into the zone, DePoit. DePoit, left face-off circle, throw it in front. Save is made by Szczeski. Puck played in the near corner. Now the puck in behind the Stevens Point cage. Moved to the near side boards. Still a fight for that puck. Kept by Stevens Point. Trying to pressure it now is Cooper to Point. Also there for the Warriors is Owen Pergalski. Puck is taken back by Stevens Point. Now turn back over. Puck bouncing around. Back to the point. Drake Kuharski. Kuharski thrown in front. Chipped at right in the grill. Was Cooper to Point. Could not get it past the goalie. Puck back to center ice. Picked up by Wausau West and DePoint. DePoint gets knocked off the puck. DePoint still fighting for it. Gets it to the blue line. Still bouncing around. Picked up by Kras. Kras in front. Kras a shot and a save. Oh, right pad save by Krzyzewski. Chase Kras with a good chance. Now DePoint. Upper side. Shot save. Rebound. Cleared aside by Krzyzewski. Some pressure being put on by the Warriors. Stevens Point back up to center. Puck will be rolled back in. Play by Tegan Rasmus. Now the Warriors the other way. Into the zone. Tyler Wendell. Shot wide of the cage. Puck along the near side boards. Picked up by Stevens Point. Now back through center from the Panthers. Schrader into the zone, and there's an offside. Stops the clock with 5:43 to go in period number one, and the Warriors still leading by a score of 1-0. Face-off won by Stevens Point. Puck moved to Dillingham on the right-hand side. Gets it into the offensive zone. Now left face-off circle. Shot and a save again. Shot by Grady Miller. Another stop made by Scalcucci. Fed back to the point. With it is Dillingham. Dillingham a shot. Save again. Through a screen. Seeing it was Julian Scalcucci. And then Jackson Schrader starts doing some pushing and shoving in front of the Wausau West cage. 19 shots, 19 saves by Julian Scalcucci here in the first period of play. Reminiscence of the playoff game in Hudson last spring. Face-off drawn to the far corner. Another win on the draw for West. Behind the net, Joel Gervin had it knocked away. Puck moved to the near side boards. There's a shot. Save again. Rebound right in front. Miller. Another shot. Save is made. Picked up on the left-hand side by Summers. Carson Summers along the boards. Summers has it knocked away by Boleyn. Gets it ahead to Hendrix Damrell. Damrell into the offensive zone. Damrell now along the far side boards. Still a fight for that puck. Goes back to center ice. And now a penalty coming up on Shea Jones. Jones going for the check on the far side at neutral ice when we call for the penalty. And with 4:53 to go in period number one, power play chance for Spash as the Warriors hold a 1-0 lead. Twenty shots on net for Stevens Point. Unbelievable. That's the word for Julian Scalcucci. He has been rock solid. Face off to the left of the Wausau West sophomore. Face off won by Warriors and chipped out of the zone. Good start to the penalty. Oh, they called it a 5-minute major for boarding. It's a major penalty on Shea Jones. So it's a 5-minute power play for this high-powered Spash team. Into the zone. Now back to the point. Shot, save, and then held on to by Julian Scalcucci. So Julian Scalcucci makes his 21st save. Still 4:39 to go. Boy, that is a 5-minute major on Jones. Oh, this will be tough.
Shea Jones, 5-minute major for boarding.
Boarding is the call. Warriors grab the puck and clear it all the way down ice. So now Stevens Point trying to work their way up ice quickly, but the puck is flipped into the Stevens Point bench. 4:18 to go first period, 4:25 to go on the major. So that means that the Warriors will be shorthanded for the rest of this period. Face off to the left of Krzyzewski in net for the Spash Panthers. There's the draw. Battle for by Tyler Wendell in the right corner. Now picked up by Stevens Point. Up ice comes Grady Miller. Miller into the zone, left-hand side. Miller into the left corner, now behind the cage. Miller to the right-hand side. Miller along the far side boards. Miller back at the blue line. Miller moves it right-hand side. Now upper slot with it is Schrader. Schrader holds it, fires it. Save is made again. Julian Scalcucci has to be frustrating these Stevens Point Panthers right now. But when Julian sees the puck, he grabs the puck. 4 minutes even to go on the penalty. 3:53 to go, first period. Wausau West 1, Stevens Point nothing. Face off. Chip by Scalcucci over to Pergalski. Could not clear it. Now Schrader. That face off circle shot is blocked. Good play by Ethan Rohde. Rohde got in front of that shot attempt. Deflects it out of play. Another face off coming up. Face off won by Stevens Point. Schrader, upper slot. Schrader holds. Schrader shoots. Goes, oh, and a rebound. Score. The puck was knocked down before it got to Scalcucci. He was looking for the puck. It was right in front of him, and it was grabbed by Grant Moski, and he was able to poke it home before Julian could even realize it. Tough break, because the shot from the upper slot by Schrader was knocked down, and it ended up near Julian Scalcucci, but he did not know where it was. So Grant Moski eats it up. 13 minutes and 23 seconds, the time of that goal. Power play continues, however, for Stevens Point. And then an icing right off the faceoff on Stevens Point. But that, it was a case where the shot, I said it, if Julian sees the puck, he makes the save, and he just did not know where the puck was that time. Face off in the offensive zone now for the Warriors. Puck is picked up by Stevens Point. Panthers are trying to bring it up ice. 3:20 to go in the first period. Now into the zone. And now a whistle and an offside called as Maxime Salienko brought it into the zone. 1-1 score. And boy, this power play is just dragging, isn't it? Still 3 minutes and 24 seconds to go on the clock. Face off is won by Stevens Point. Puck up to center ice. Warriors grab it, and it'll be cleared by Jake Hain all the way down ice. Chasing it down behind the cage is Jackson Fleas for Stevens Point. Fleas will get it up to center. Panthers will try to get into the offensive zone. Boy, that looked like offside, but no whistle. Left-hand side with it to Salienko. Drops it off. Good play from behind. Blocking the shot was cracked. Back to the point. Now upper slot. There's a shot. Deflected and a goal. On the deflection in front. Getting the goal is number 19, Carter Drexler for Stevens Point. And Spash takes a 2-1 lead with 2:39 to go in the first period. 14:21, the time of the goal. Well, that's two power play goals on this major, and still 2:46 to go on it for Stevens Point. Boy, the major penalties are just killers against good teams. Face off, back up ice comes Spash into the zone. Thrown in front, Schrader, a backhanded shot and a good save made by Julian Scalcucci. Boy, good opportunity that time. Schrader got right in front of Scalcucci. Tried to go backhand, but a good stop made by the Wausau West sophomore. Face off the near side boards. Battle for it. And behind the cage. It was deflected right on net. I was getting the official scoring on that one. Coy Brish got the assist on the Drexler goal. Cover up again by Scalcucci. 2:27 on the power play. 2:20 to go first period. 2-1 Stevens Point. Face off. Won by the Warriors and cleared all the way down ice by Tyler Wendell. Good clear by the Warriors. Jake Kane trying to put on pressure in the Stevens Point zone. But now the Panthers and Schrader up to center. Schrader into the zone, right wing side. Schrader, right face-off circle. Schrader behind the cage. Schrader turns, fires, loose, right in front. as we're trying to grab it was Carson Summers. There was nobody around him. Fortunately for the Warriors, that he Kitowski now thrown below the goal line. Drexler back to the point. Now with his fleece. Fleece takes a shot. Save again. Rebound loose in front. Still loose in front. And a hand pass will be called on Stevens Point. There's a break for the Warriors because now the faceoff goes all the way back into the other zone. The never-ending power play. Still 1:27 to go on the major boarding call on the Warriors' Shea Jones. 1:20 to go in the first period. 2-1, Stevens Point. Face-off is won by Spash. Back up ice come the Panthers. Into the zone, right wing side, thrown in front, knocked away. Good defensive play by Joel Germain. Grabs it, fires it all the way down ice. Puck is now played deep by the Stevens Point Panthers. Now in through center ice, into the zone, right wing side. 1 minute in the period. Puck in the right corner. Drexler trying to grab it. Now Ethan Rohde knocks it away. Rohde moves it to the near side boards, but Stevens Point gains control. Puck is in below the goal line, left wing side. Now move back along the near side boards. Picked up by Fleece, moves it right faceoff circle. Back to the point, there's a shot. Deflected, puck is loose in front. Chopped at, still loose, and now cleared by the Warriors. Possible breakaway, 2-on-1 for the Warriors. Oh, and they blow the whistle, and it's a hand pass on West. It looked like it was going to be either a breakaway for DePoint or at worst a 2-on-1 rush shorthanded for the Warriors. 32.2 seconds to go in the first period. 39 seconds to go on the Stevens Point power play. There's the draw, won by Spash. Trader moves it right-hand side. There's a shot. Save again. Puck is loose right in front. Now to the right faceoff circle. Picked up, turning, firing. Puck is blocked in front. Still loose in front of Scalcucci. Diving, trying to smother it. It was Tegan Rasmus. Down to 15 seconds in the period. Along the near side boards. Spash will keep it. With it is Summers. Now move to the near side. Grady Miller. Miller chops it at the goal. And covered up by Julian Scalcucci. 3 seconds to go in the period. 27 shots on net for Stevens Point. Here's the face-off, won by the Warriors. And that will do it for the first period of play. 6 seconds remaining, and then finally, the Warriors can stop killing this major penalty. 2-1, Stevens Point with the lead over Wausau West. We'll come back, recap this first period coming up. This is Wausau West Warrior High School Hockey on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West.
Wow.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the WIAA, are the 178,000 high school sports students in Wisconsin. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Holmes back again from the KB Willett Ice Arena in Stevens Point. We are in the first intermission tonight of this Wisconsin Valley Conference showdown between the Wausau West Warriors and the Stevens Point Panthers. 2-1 Stevens Point with the lead. Let's look at the numbers and the goals in that first period. Warriors got on the board first, about midway through the period. 8-18, Chase Crass lit the lamp. Assists went to Owen Pergalski, and the even strength goal gave the Warriors a 1-0 lead. Then Wausau West kept that lead behind some great goaltending from Julian Scalcucci, but then late in the period, they took a 5-minute major penalty. And Stevens Point, so good offensively, hard to get away with that if you're the Wausau West Warriors. But Stevens Point got to even at 13-23 with the power play goal. A shot was blocked in front of Julian Scalcucci, but Julian lost sight of it, and right there on the doorstep was Grant Molsky, and Molsky was able to pop it into the empty net for the power play goal. So Molsky with the goal. Assist on the play went to Mason Dillingham, and it was 1-1. Then at 14:21 of the first period, another power play goal, still on that 5-minute major. This time it was Carter Drexler on a rebound. Assist on the play went to Coy Brisch, and that made it 2-1, and that's all the scoring. There are 6 seconds remaining on the 5-minute major on the Warriors, so that means the Warriors will be back to even strength 6 seconds in to period number two. 27 shots on net. 27 for Stevens Point. Again, that's a lot of shots. Terrific period by Julian Scalcucci. Made 25 saves. Wausau West had 9 shots on net. 8 saves made by Eric Krzyzewski. So, 2-1. Stevens Point with the lead. Warriors will be back in action next Thursday night. Be the makeup of the postponed game that was supposed to be on Tuesday of this week, but it was postponed due to the cold. So next Thursday, Warriors at Eau Claire North. You can hear the game live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:45 and the opening faceoff at 7. So again, that's next Thursday, Warriors at Eau Claire North on the Sports 2 stream. Tomorrow night, Wausau West Warrior boys basketball. Warriors travel to Merrill, take on the Blue Jays. 7 o'clock for the pregame, 7:15 for the tip. Right here on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. 2-1 smash. We'll have the second period coming up here on 98.9 WXCO.
The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club is a proud supporter of our broadcast of Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club would also like to thank their program sponsors for supporting the Warrior Hockey Program and the Wausau West Hockey Invitational. Those supporters include Godorzi, First Impressions, Focus Financial, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Four Seasons Gulf of Wausau. Please pay them a visit and thank them for their support of Wausau West Warrior Hockey.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites. We're about building our community, too. That's why, for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Faux Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action.
To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
On Friday night, the Wausau West High School boys basketball team travels north to take on the Merrill Blue Jays in a Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. Wausau West High School boys basketball on WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing. It's Wausau West at Merrill in high school boys basketball. Friday night, 7 o'clock for the pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip. On your home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
And Chad Holmes back again from the KB Willett Ice Arena in Stevens Point. Start of period number two. Stevens Point 2, Wausau West 1. 6 seconds remain on a power play for Spash. Then finally the Warriors get back to 5-on-5 after 5 very long minutes. Face off won by the Warriors. They'll clear it right in on net. Chased down by Mason Dillingham for the Panthers. And now we're finally back to 5-on-5. Now Stevens Point looking to break it through center ice. Jackson Schrader has it bounced off his skate into the Wausau West zone. Puck into the deep right wing corner. Schrader up against Drake Kuharski. Puck is now moved to the far side corner. Tegan Rasmus along the far side boards. Rasmus could not get it out. Kept in by Stevens Point. Left hand side with it is Beckett Carroll thrown in front wide of the cage. Puck whipped along the boards back to center ice. Warriors trying to move it forward. Warriors have to clear the zone. As the puck is at neutral, but now Stevens Point will take it back and then pick back from Schrader by Cooper DePoint. DePoint and Schrader fight in front of the penalty box area, and there's going to be a penalty coming up, and I think that the Warriors will be heading to the power play. Yes, they will, as Carson Summers going into the box for Stevens Point, so now the Warriors will get an opportunity with the player advantage. and a chance to get back to even in this game. Big opportunity here for Wausau West. But Stevens Point will win the draw. Draw back into the Warrior zone. Back to plate is Joel Gravine. Puck is now played by the Warriors on the near side. Now back to the blue line. Boy, the Warrior power play has not been pretty so far. They had 91 seconds of 5-on-3 power play time back in period number one. Could not take advantage. Now into the zone, Gravine. Gravine, a shot blocker, saved by Eric Krzyzewski. Puck in the near side corner. K. Damrell. Damrell now behind the cage. Damrell still fighting.